This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 11th of May. Surrey's experienced Perth Gareth batting Xander De Bruyne kept Durham's batsmen in check on day two at the Oval. The home side made a disappointing 237 on day one, but Batty and De Bruyne shared 7 wickets as Durham closed on 279 for 9. It could have been much worse for Surrey, as Durham reached 131 for 1 at one stage, thanks to 77 from opener Mark Stoneman. However, the rest of the batting lineup provided little support for Dale Benkenstein, who only got out on 70. There were less than 22 overs bowled on the final day at Edgbaston, as Warwickshire took 8 points to Middlesex's 10 from the fixture. The home side ended on 374 for 8, in a fight to Middlesex's 428 for 5, as Ree Clark became the 5th Bears batsman of the innings to pass 50. He finished on 66 not out, with Tim Murter taking 3 wickets, and with figures of 5 for 85. In Division 2, Gloucestershire took maximum batting bonus points by declaring their first innings at 400 for 4 in just the 99th over on day 4 against Hampshire. Michael Klinger and Alex Gidman took their overnight third wickets down to 109, before Klinger was finally dismissed for 163. Hampshire then reached 120 for 4 in the 50 overs that they faced in their second innings, with Michael Roberts top scoring with 44 and James Vince unbeaten on 30. Benny Howe was the pick of the Gloucestershire attack, with 2 for 15 from 13 overs. Leicestershire and Worcestershire played out the expected draw on the final day at New Road. The home side declared their second innings at 61 for 1, after Leicestershire declared their first at 379 for 8. Ramnaresh Sarwan completed his 50 and made 79, while overnight Centurion Ned Eckersley advanced to 122 before becoming one of 2 wickets for Jack Chantry. Shiv Thakur ended on 52 not out, with the left arm spinner Shak Chowdhury the pick of the pair's attack, with 4 for 111 from 45 overs. Somerset thrashed Yorkshire in Group C in the Yorkshire Bank 40 at Headingley. The visitors racked up 338 for 5 in their 40 overs, and then bowled out the hosts for 207. Peter Trago began the onslaught with 58 off 33 balls, and did 96 in less than 10 overs with fellow opener Marcus Viscothic. James Hilders and Joss Butt then took the game away from Yorkshire, by adding 129 in 14 overs to the 5th wicket. Butler made an eye-watering 89 after his 51 deliveries, with Hilders finishing not out on 96 off 84 balls. Gary Balance then topped the score for Yorkshire in their run chase with 60 off 57 balls. They lost regular wickets and were faced with a spiralling required run rate. Alfonso Thomas emerged as the pick of the Somerset attack with 4 for 41, while there were braced wickets apiece for Craig Meshuggah and Steve Kirby. Essex have been dealt a major blow with the news that Aussie overseas star Rob Quiney will miss at least the next 10 weeks of the season with a shoulder injury. And Gloucestershire players Will Gidman and Jack Taylor have both been ruled out for around 10 days, picking up injuries during the final day of their drawn match against Hampshire today. Gidman aggravated an existing ankle injury, while Taylor hurt his shoulder in the warm-up before play started. In brighter news for the club, injured seamers Ian Saxwell, Liam Norwell, James Fullen and Paul Mutchell are all nearing full fitness.